Lots of us are fascinated with dolphins, and there have been stories and legends of dolphins saving drowning humans for centuries that have helped increase that fascination.
But is there a special relationship between humans and dolphins? The author of a new book joins us now to tackle that question. Justin Gregg is a research associate with the Dolphin Communication Project. His new book is Are Dolphins Really Smart? And we've linked his recent article on the Central Time Facebook page. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here.
So first, what kind of beliefs are out there, true or not, about this idea of a dolphin-human bond?
Yeah, well, there's sort of a general belief that dolphins are extremely friendly and peaceful animals that have a long reputation, as you noted in the intro, of saving humans, rescuing them from shark attacks or if they're drowning, and that this finds its way into the sort of tourist industries based on swimming with dolphins.
There's a whole lot of stories like that out there, though. I mean, okay, I'll be upfront with you here. I love dolphins. I paid for the, you know, meet a dolphin thing at SeaWorld. I thought it was incredible. And, you know, this is sort of hard to hear. So how do you discount some of these stories? You know, one Rob and I were talking over in the office was Elian Gonzalez, who says that he was saved by dolphins.
Yeah, that's definitely a famous case. Oh, I don't discount them at all. In fact, there's a lot of great evidence in the scientific literature showing that the dolphins go out of their way to interact with human beings. They're these animals that fall in the category of lone sociable dolphins. These are dolphins that are sort of off by themselves, not spending too much time with other dolphins, and coming to the beaches and to the harbors just to interact with humans. But when it comes to those rescue stories, of course, you know, I also agree that they probably happen. Dolphins have a reputation with themselves for rescuing each other and helping each other. But the problem as a scientist is you always want to see the video. You want to see the data to confirm it. Otherwise, you have to sort of take it with a grain of salt. So I'm sure it happens, but I wish there were more data that we could look at to confirm exactly how it happened.
Well, are dolphins in the wild generally or always friendly to humans?
No, that's definitely not the case. There are actually 40-odd species of dolphins, and there are species like Cummerson's dolphins and Fraser's dolphins, which no one has really ever heard of because they rarely interact with humans at all. They live far out to sea. And then you have bottlenose dolphins, which live near where humans live on the coasts, and they interact with humans in a variety of different ways. Sometimes they're very friendly, like those lone sociable dolphins, but then sometimes these interactions are not always friendly. They have been known to attack and to bite people. So it's sort of a mixed bag of friendly and unfriendly behavior.
It seems like there are a handful of these swim with dolphin encounter programs around the world that obviously do pretty well for tourist sites. And it sounds like with these populations of dolphins, you know, you've got different categories, and some of them, the dolphins are acclimated to people first and deliberately so that they can be used in this way. And maybe in one or two cases, the dolphins themselves did prove friendly. So how do you sort out, you know, what's going on there?
Yeah, there are so many different situations that have sort of cropped up organically. Like you said, some dolphins have sought out the company of humans. Like in the Bahamas, you can swim with wild dolphin groups that seem quite interested in not all the time, but sometimes, in swimming with humans. And then in other cases, you have humans that have targeted dolphins and fed them food to try and get them interested in interacting with people. And everything else in between. You have dolphins swims out in Hawaii, for example, with spinner dolphins who are sometimes interested and sometimes not. And then, of course, you have dolphin swim programs in captivity, but that's it's hard to judge, of course, because they're not free to choose their own interactions. But in the wild, you have all sorts of different kinds of interactions that occur.
So do you think that the belief there's a special bond between humans and dolphins leads us to want to interact with dolphins in ways that are not good for the dolphins?
Yeah, that is one of the problems. I mean, there's good evidence to show that humans and dolphins do enjoy each other's company, but the sort of overarching belief that they really want to be with us can lead to some problems, of course. Humans will, with these industries based on tourism, they'll go out with all these boats and try and swim with the dolphins, and that can be very disturbing for the dolphins, obviously. So that's not always a good thing. You have to be very careful with these tourist industries. But then also people will feed dolphins to try and get them to come closer to the boats so that they can pet them. And that's obviously a very bad thing for the dolphins. And a lot of dolphins that end up getting too close to humans in a general way, whether or not they're being fed or just hanging out near boats, end up injured or killed, sometimes by accident and sometimes on purpose. So it's in a general way, better for dolphins to sort of stay out doing their dolphin things and humans to do their human things and not spend too much time together.
And you talked about the dolphins who are injured and killed. There were also some pretty surprising stories in your piece about humans getting injured. Now, there's only one incidence of a guy who got killed after his encounter with a dolphin. But just so we see the other side of this, can you tell a couple stories about some bad things that happened to people who interacted with dolphins?
Yeah, well, in generally, it's extremely rare to be injured by a dolphin at all. It almost never happens in all these encounters. But with those lone sociable dolphins that I was talking about before, those are the ones that they're kind of weird dolphins to begin with because they don't want to spend time with the dolphins. They want to spend time with people. And in a lot of those cases, and in fact, the majority of those cases, although they're social and interested in people, they do end up injuring people a lot of the time. Sometimes they'll drag them out to sea or pin them to the seafloor. Or bite them or ram them, breaking ribs and causing injuries. And there's a famous story of the only incident of a dolphin killing a human being in the wild was one of these lone sociable dolphins in Brazil, and a couple of guys who were apparently intoxicated were trying to restrain the dolphin and maybe even trying to shove a cigarette into the blowhole of the dolphin, which, as you can imagine, the dolphin did not enjoy at all and actually killed one of these swimmers.
So I think part of the fascination with dolphins, we always hear or often hear dolphins are the smartest thing out there or one of the smartest non-human animals in the world. Are they that intelligent? Are they one of our smartest peers on the planet?
Yeah, that's in my book, that's really what I'm investigating, this idea that they are one of the smartest or the second smartest or almost as smart as human beings. And of course, as a scientist, you say, well, you can't really rank animals that way. It's not really fair to create this scale of who's the smartest, with humans, of course, always being in the top. But you can look at all the things that dolphins do to see if they do behaviors that are complicated in the way that human behavior is complicated. And you find, yeah, actually, when it comes to social cognition, the complexity of their social societies, and some of the lab work they do with symbol comprehension, they're right up there with the great apes and sometimes different crow species in terms of complex things that they can do. But of course, we hear a lot of other things that they're supposedly really good at, which when you look at the science, isn't always the case.
Like what?
Well, people often say that dolphins have a communication system that's more complicated than other animals, that is a lot like human language. And when you sort of look at the way it works, yeah, it's definitely complicated, but it's probably not correct to consider it as complicated as human language. So that's often something you hear, which is a little bit overblown.
There's been a lot of attention lately on killer whales in captivity. The documentary Blackfish shined a light on that and has people wondering whether it's kind of ridiculous to have orcas in captivity because they can become neurotic and can kill people. Now, an orca is a lot bigger than a dolphin, but you're talking about another extremely intelligent form of marine life that is often used in sort of marine amusement parks. Is there a case like that to be made for dolphins in captivity, or do you think there's nothing wrong with that?
Well, the killer whales are actually dolphins. They're actually the largest of all dolphin species. You have to look at every different species and how it reacts or would react to different kinds of captivity. Every species is different. Some can handle being sort of isolated and away from groups, and other species, like, for example, meerkats, it would be really terrible to take a meerkat away and put it all by itself because they live in these complicated groups and they thrive in contact with each other. So when it comes to dolphins as well, you have to look to see whether or not you can replicate in captivity what they have in the wild and how that might impact their welfare and their well-being.
So, Justin, you've demystified some of the things that might fascinate people about dolphins, but you've devoted your career to studying them. What fascinates you about dolphins?
Exactly the same things that fascinate everyone else. I was really interested in dolphin communication system because I thought, wow, it might be a lot like language. So I spent my whole career sort of investigating to see how it worked. And this is often the way when you ask a simple question like, are dolphins intelligent or do they have a language, and you dedicate years of your life, you end up with all these murky details, and things aren't always as black and white as you think when they start out. So I still have the same fascination with dolphins that I've always had. It's just now I have all these extra details in my head about what kind of animals dolphins are, and it's not the same as when I started.
Have you ever had a dolphin encounter, you know, in our last minute here that made you scratch your head and think maybe there is something special there?
Yeah, well, pretty much any time I've swum in the water with dolphins, it's like that. I mean, as a scientist, you try and remain calm and collected so you can analyze the data and observe the behavior. But pretty much every time I jump in the water to film dolphins, you always get this sort of tingly feeling because it's just really cool to be in the water with them because they're interested in you and they're looking at you, and it's a different experience than swimming with fish, for example.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was dolphin researcher Justin Gregg. We've got an article he wrote linked on the Central Time Facebook page, and his new book is titled, Are Dolphins Really Smart?